This is
2FM's
Game On.
Very welcome back to the show. You are listening to the final airing of Game On. 51552 is the text number. WhatsApp 087-187-9200. Sorry to hear the end of the Game On show. We'll miss all the analysis and insight from the various pundits and presenters from the show. Always look forward to the slot from 6 to 7 to hear previews and reviews and hearing our very own Sligo representative, says Breen in Sligo.
Ah, Breen, baby, I love
There's
it.
A lot of the Alan McCauley fan club. Ah, lads, my favourite sports radio show for years. 6 to 7, 5 times every week. Where will I hear Alan Colley now? At Sligo Rovers. Thanks, boys. Pat O'Brien and Shannon Town. And I'm going to have to check your phone if you're carrying a few burners here, to be honest. I'll miss the show, lads. I listen every evening and on Fridays. I leave early for Tolka at 6 so I can listen to you on the way down and don't get out of my car until the show is over. Myself and my son's ritual before the evening's games. Mick and Jamie in Finglas. Thanks for the years of pure sporting entertainment. It was great to hear Alan and Hugh back together again for one last time. Alan, I owe you a box of hunky dories for all your service. Best of luck with your future endeavours, lads. Keith Walton. Marie Crow and Ruby Walsh are on the line, but I feel Marie Crow and Ruby are redundant here when Alan Colley is
here. It's all
about
Alan.
No. It's a team effort. A team effort, and we've had some good times, great times. And hopefully
I couldn't. Like, I nearly actually hung up there when I heard you saying you were getting emotional. I was thinking the man has an emotional body in, bone in his body.
You missed during the break there. He was talking to us about how he's learned to use a drill and makes IKEA furniture. The off-air stuff is what people have really missed out on.
Yeah, if people heard that stuff, Ruby. IKEA. What do you think of IKEA, Ruby?
No, we're not going down that route.
I am fond of IKEA. I think it's therapeutic.
No, I'll tell you now what IKEA is. IKEA should close their doors because they're codding people.
IKEA is so simple.
Just simple. Just follow the instructions.
But it takes eight hours.
It does exactly.
It's supposed to only take a half an hour.
And we wonder why there won't be any more Game On.
if we're not going off air, we're going to be taken off the air now by IKEA's lawyers. You're a part of the original gang, Alan, 12 years ago.
Yeah. It seems like a long time now, Shane, because I still kind of see myself as a young fella, but maybe the years are ticking on now. But yeah, 12 years, Hugh, Gary Murphy, Andrew O'Connor, Robbie Irwin started the whole thing off when I was here as well. John Farrell, Adrian Eames, Ronan since. So all the lads have kind of helped and contributed all over the years. It's been great fun, great times. As I say, I absolutely love it. I still have the same energy right now as I had 12 years ago, Shane. Love sport, love the show, and I love the fact that in the early days, I suppose we were dipping into everything, and I'm a lover of all sports and I love to contribute, and not an expert on them all, but I love to have an opinion on most of them. And obviously since yourselves have got involved, Ruby was one of my heroes when I loved the National Hunt Race, and so to be sitting here debating and discussing all sorts, and despite the fact that he used to slag me a lot, I always enjoyed that. Then Shane, you got involved yourself, and great times as well, because big League of Ireland fan like myself, so we had plenty in common from day one. And a great energy about you as well. So yeah, I'll be sad. I'll miss my Monday nights and Friday nights, but as I said to Frank Sutton earlier on, it's not the end of me, Shane. I'm only beginning.
At least he's telling the truth anyway, Shane. He likes to have an opinion.
He does. I have to say though, one of the most asked questions I've had since I started working with Ruby is, what's Ruby Walsh really like?
And tell us what you want to tell them.
And your opinion, Marie?
And I tell people, he's not as grumpy as he comes across. He's actually really nice, and nobody believes me.
No, they won't. It's all part of the image, Marie. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it on me.
I've never come across a man with more dry wit than Ruby
Although
Walsh.
I have to say this, Ruby, and saying it's our last show, it's quite fitting that I'm going to get a little dig there, maybe. Well, not a dig, but the crack that we have. I listen to Ted. I think Ted is the best of the Walshes. I listen to Ted during the week. Green is me granny. It was unbelievable, the interview we had.
So I regularly hear, Alan, you wouldn't be the first person to tell me that one.
So the show started 2013, is that 12 years ago?
Yeah.
Damien O'Mara, you mentioned Hugh, Andrew O'Connor, and then yourself, Marie, Ruby, and Dunica.
We did a two-hour show, didn't we? Until COVID put an end to that. I used to come in actually just and do slots like Alan did with Hugh about 8 years ago, and then Hugh moved on to New Pastures as well and started doing more television, and then I ended up taking over about 7 years ago and have been doing it pretty much every every day of the week since, until Shane came along and we started to share it a little bit more. But we were on the desk, so people might not know this, but Shane and I operate the desk, so we drive the desk. I'm going to miss that a bit, actually. But it's been great. It's been probably the most fun job that I've ever had. It never felt like work coming in the evenings. It was just great crack, brilliant company, stories, sports, text messages, listeners. But we've been brilliant, and it's been lovely to work with everybody.
Well, I'd echo that in the sense that we've become friends and pals as well. So, like we're saying there, 12 years, 12 years is a long time. But it doesn't even feel like that in terms of the fact that if you're doing something that you love and you're really happy with, it doesn't feel, it's never felt like work. Never once.
I feel like a blow-in there when you're on about 12 years. I'm only here about five, maybe six. But
well, you're a blow-in. I don't know what you class me really.
Listen to these two. But, and the show has evolved. Like, I must say, I love Monday, having a rant or a natter about every highlight or low light that we had. But I think we did some brilliant interviews, Marie, in COVID, when everybody had time and you could actually get people on the phone and get people to come on air. And we spoke to some incredible sports people during lockdown when there was nothing else happening. And I must say, even in lockdown, we were one of the lucky people that could work, and it was brilliant.
I'm with you on that, Ruby. I'd say we were probably the only two people that actually enjoyed lockdown, and Ronan, the producer, probably did as well, because we were bouncing over and back all the time about ideas. And as Ruby said, it was the one time sports people had time. They didn't have a fixture coming up. They didn't have pressure. They didn't have their club shouting in their ear. So they were able to give us that time. And I think pretty much anybody, Ruby, well, particularly you, because you had such great pull, but we just got some of the most unbelievable interviews and people just to chat to us. And, you know, we talking about ones that we remember, and some of the ones in lockdown were the ones that really, really stuck with me. Liverpool won the league during that time as well. So who did you dip into in that context, book, Ruby?
I rang Cheltenham Racecourse and I got Kenny Dalglish's daughter to get her dad to come on. I knew Marie was a huge Kenny Dalglish fan, so Kenny was very kind and came on. But we had different people that I had met different times. I think we'd Lee Westwood, Michael Owen, loads of different Irish sports people. But I remember the night we'd spoke to Pat Horgan, and I remember hanging up that night thinking, lockdown's going to be a long time for him.
He really struggled when there was no hurling. So he was probably the one person from all of that time, because we had different people on every night, that was really, really finding it hard to almost, and he's probably finding it hard now actually, because he's since retired, but just not to have that routine of going out, just hurling, pucking, playing the game that he loved. And Ruby, you were trying to find positives in the situation and trying to give him a bit of a lift.
I felt like a counsellor. I felt like I had to lift this man. And maybe there was loads of people like that in lockdown, but I remember ringing Marie that night and saying, Jesus, like, there's the other side of lockdown. You really spoke to someone that felt alone and was missing life.
Yeah, and there was no light probably at the end of the tunnel at that stage. I'm
sure that was the hardest part.
Yeah, when we didn't know when we were going to be back on, or when the sports and the fixtures were going to be back on, and then things like the rugby league came back in Australia, and we all, because we'd nothing else, became experts in that. Yeah. So yeah, it was great. It was the one time that people wanted to talk to us. So.
But that's what I loved about it too. Like, even all the different sports, I suppose because you're working on it, feeling the obligation to watch it, like, rather than making an excuse to watch it. But like, even watching Tour de France, I'm watching Sam Bennett winning the green jersey, and like, be sat here glued to the sprint finishes, like, with even Ben Healy this time around, all the different sports that you had to take more of an interest in. I think I loved it.
Yeah. There was one thing we did fail at though.
Go on.
Keeping ourselves in a job.
when Ruby got involved, and me and Marie discussed this a few times, I was cocksure that we'd get him out to a League of Ireland match.
We failed.
And we said it more times, and he still hasn't. We still haven't converted him. So
what are you doing on Sunday for the cup final, Ruby?
I'm afraid I can't go on Sunday to the cup final. But I did bring Gemma to Tala to watch the Ireland women's play.
Well, that's a start.
That's getting to Tala Stadium.
And found his way back home again.
I must say, I loved it. I thought this is just so handy and so easy to get in and out of. Yeah, it was an eye opener.
One thing that for me was really memorable was the connection that you gave us to racing as well, Ruby. So particularly around Cheltenham, you were over there. So every day when at Cheltenham, you would take a call just at the end of the race day. There might have been one or two races left, but just to be able to chat to you and break down everything that you had seen that day and get your insight was pretty amazing. But I think when Rachel Blackmore had that year in 2022, I think it was, and broke all the glass ceilings and the records and the Gold Cup and all, for me, that was one that really was memorable, probably because of my interest in women's sport. But more, I think even more so, just the fact that it was the most amazing achievement. I don't know if we'll ever see it again. Your dad, Ted, told me that we probably won't. But to see a woman at that level and achieve so much, and then for you to bring us so close to it as well, Ruby, was really special.
And that was amazing. And it was the lockdown, Cheltenham. So was it 21 that she won the champion hurdle in Honeysuckle? But because we were all, anyone that was there from an Irish point of view, like, it was basically in a camp. So she was in the same hotel, but we were able to get her on the game on live that night. Like, that was, again, lockdown brought it about, and people had time but nothing to do. But we were very lucky. So many people, and I would have been guilty of it when I was competing. Like, so you get a phone call, and it was usually Robbie Irwin coming home on a Saturday night when you take a call. Like, you'd nearly be dodging the phone, and Barry Geraghty would be sitting in the seat in front of me, and he wouldn't be answering either. Like, and when you get on the other side of the phone, you realise how annoying it is when people don't answer phones. And that was brilliant about WhatsApp. You knew people would read your message.
Do you think on that, Ruby, as you said, from sitting on the other side, because I think that's where, like, obviously we're on discussing the sport all the time, but just in terms of the sports people themselves make themselves available, I think that happens more in Ireland than it does in other countries.
It probably does, but there's times too, and I can see both sides of that coin. You don't know what mood someone's in. Like, they might have won something, but you really don't know what sort of pressure they're under. And when people are in good humour, they tend to take the call. And, you know, so I stop ringing people. I text them now and always put on the end of it, there is no hassle either way. Yeah. It's your own call.
Myself and Ronan had a great day down at the Irish Open in Lahinch. We did an OB from there. I think it was 2019. Ronan's...
Yeah, he's nodding along.
Yeah, he agrees. The sun was splitting the rocks down in Lahinch, and we did the whole programme from there. And it was one of those days, again, where people wanted to talk to us. And Shane Lowry spoke to us on the course, Davy Fitz, Keane Lynch, and we had an absolute ball down there. It was brilliant. And
one of the OBs, we used to do the one down in Punchestown. I met met Alex Ferguson. I did down there.
They were great days.
Ruby's buddy.
There's a couple of texts coming in I do want to get to. On Twitter, fantastic show, folks. Never let the standards drop over 12 years. Always great coverage of all sports and a bit of humour thrown in. The show will be sadly missed. Up Armagh, says Garrett. We'll miss the show, folks. Have listened for years and has helped me get through many a bus journey home. Have never texted in before. So thanks for all the sporting insights and passion over the years from all of the team, says Owen. Great to have Marie and Ruby on for final programme. They are really great. And yes, COVID was superb from interview point of view. Mm-hmm. The show has been great. And that's a text in from earlier. The show has been great. Andy Ennis again, and yes, from Middleton. I'm blowing from Dublin.
I love the fact that he even clarified a few things.
And a Leinster fan. So thank you for clarifying that. That's my Frank from Sutton, or Frank Sutton moment in that regard. Interviews, Marie, you've outlined so many highlights from yourself. And Ruby, you mentioned meeting Alex Ferguson. Ruby, what else stands out for him?
I loved to be involved in sport for the 2020 Summer Olympics. I thought it was class to come on every night to talk about, 24, sorry, to talk about everything that was happening. Like, from Mona McSherry and Daniel Whiff and Kelly Harrington, Reese McClenaghan, Paula Donovan, Fintan McCarthy, even Radish Adelecki, Sophie Becker, Phil Healy and Charlene Mozzie. I thought, from a sporting point of view, that Olympics was just class. And we were only here in Dublin talking about it on the radio. But I thought, from an Irish sporting point of view, that was as good as it got.
Yeah, because we had something every single day as well. Yeah, there was excitement all the time.
Yeah. And what they were achieving and what they were winning. It was incredible.
I got to interview my dad after Six Mile Bridge won the county title for the second time. And that was pretty cool. I think you were there as well, Ruby. So
I was, yeah.
Yeah, we were doing our county final roundup, and we gave him a shout there a few years back, and that was class now.
Yeah,
it was, because without him, I would have had no interest in sports. Well, it would have been extremely limited. So
everything came full circle.
Yeah, so that was really, really great to actually be able to talk to him a little bit about what he gave us as children growing up, and then his own sporting achievements and Six Mile Bridge as well.
Back in the early days, I feel as though I have to mention this, but we used to have Eamon Dunphy on regularly on a Monday night. Lively show, shall we say. But he was great with me, and that's one thing that I always kind of remember. I would have been kind of very much starting off in the punditry world, if you like, but he was really, really good to me and had a lot of respect. I suppose I earned his respect, really, but he was very, very nice to me and very good. But we kind of made this joke one night on air with him, and we ended up winning the bet more or less was around the time Leicester City won the league, and that he would bring us all to Shanahan's if we won, which we did, thankfully. So myself, you, Gary and Andrew got brought to Shannon's on Eamon, and it was unbelievable, and we leave it there.
Shane, I'm going to give your highlight away. It has to be Shells, Damien Duff. Go on.
Yeah. Well, that's just my highlight of my life. being able to, not only that, but being able to talk in a professional capacity of the league running as well, and building up. The two Johnnies were on 2FM at the time as well. We used to do a bit of a handover beforehand, and they had no League of Ireland knowledge. Even they weren't Thurles Town fans back then.
We have to convert them as well.
They were converting. They were hooked about it. I was like, how are we getting on? What's the story? How is it going? Being able to just follow that every day, the twists and turns of it, yourself on a Friday and Monday in the preview and review, was absolutely brilliant. And for Shells to be crowned League of Ireland champions, considering all that's gone through in that club in the last few years, being stuck in the First Division for so many years, it was really special. And saving Talca Park as well. This week, a 250-year lease agreed for the future of Talca Park, and so many people put their heart and soul and so many hours into that campaign and that process. So, and I've said it before, Ruby, I think the Talca Park actually trumps Shell's league title win. That's the football side of things, but ensuring a football stadium, a community hub for future generations of boys and girls to be able to to feel that and to be involved in that. So,
Did Ruby find, can I just ask Ruby there, because Marie mentioned about the fact how, I suppose, your sport brought Marie a different perspective on the racing. And I doubt, Ruby, like for your brilliant knowledge of all the sports, but were you surprised by maybe the League of Ireland world that you might not have known about, which has kind of taken off?
I had to work harder on the League of Ireland because, yeah, it wasn't... I watched soccer, I watched the English Premier League, so I would have had to have learned a lot more about the League of Ireland to do this job. But this show was easy for me because I got to talk to Peter Canavan about football, to you about soccer, to Niall Moran about hurling, to Paul McGinley about golf. And I could have a general conversation because Marie or Shane always had my back from a journalistic point of view. So I just got to sit as the spare presenter and ask questions out of answers they had given. So like I was just having a chat, like a fella sitting in the pub. I could sit down here. Marie and Shane had the work done from a journalistic point of view. And I just got to have a conversation. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, guys. Thanks a million.
Oh, thank you. Brilliant. Thank you.
Now, for anyone who's wondering about Ruby, that's what he's really like. He's a bit softy.
He was slagging me about being emotional.
on that emotional note, a great show. I'll listen most days over the years. John O'Rourke, Philadelphia. All the best. Wow. We do have to get the competition winner, €400. Who had the most representatives on this year's hurling team of the year? The answer was, of course, Tipperary with 7. And our competition winner is Colin McCann. Oh, lads, you're making me cry. Love you guys. Annette, again, from Donegal. Such a shame. I've learned so much. I was just a Premier League fan. I've found it a sporting lodge because of you guys. Can't believe the show has gone. From Nikki in Athlone.
And we have to give all of the great team a mention as well, particularly Ronan, who has been slogging away every day for the last, I don't know how many years, but quite a lot. And Laurie as well, who's brilliant as well and helped us.
And
all
JJ was a BCO in the early days. Give JJ a good mention.
Yeah. Today's broadcast coordinator, Jarla Holland. You mentioned Laurie, JJ.
No. You have to be late for the news. We've annoyed them for years now. We can't go out on the last show on time for the news.
We apologise to the news desk and the DTU Car with the official chart show coming up. You mentioned Ronan Lawler, series producer. So many producers throughout the years. Andrew O'Connor, John Farrell, Damon O'Mara, Gary Moore, and Adrian Eames, Greg Allen, Barry O'Neill, to name but a few. All of our contributors, anyone who sat in the chair for an interview over the years. But above all else, thank you, the listener. Wherever in the world you were tuning in from, on the way to a match or training, stuck in traffic, sitting at home, finishing work, catching up on the podcast, thank you for your company. Thank you for engaging. Thank you for sticking with us on our journey. Radio would not survive without its loyal and dedicated listenership. We hope you've enjoyed the show. 12 years is not a bad innings for any radio show on national radio, and there is so much more to come. You will still get your nightly sports fix with the brilliant Marie Crowe and Jackie Hurley. Inside Sport begins next Monday on RTÉ Radio 1 at 6 p.m. A different frequency, but the same passion for sport provided. So for one last time from all of the Game On team, Alan, Marie, Ruby, who wants the last word? Your name around the credits.
Give it to Alan.
No, sorry, his fader's going down. He's spoken enough now.
Ireland. It's very straightforward, Shane. The last word is Marie's.
Wow, okay. Well, all I want to say is thanks everybody for their company. Thanks for listening. We're not done yet. We have a long careers ahead of us, so who knows when we'll be back together again. But it's been brilliant. It's been a great inning. So many people helped to make Game On what it is, and who knows what the future holds.
Okay. Marie Crone, Jackie, Inside Sport, Radio 1 at 6. All the best, Ruby, Al, Marie. Bye-bye.
This is 2FM.